And on the fourth day, they assembled themselves in the valley of Beroch. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore, the name of the place was called the Valley of Beroch unto this day. Then they returned every man of Judah and Jerusalem and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them to go again to Jerusalem with joy, say with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for God gave him rest round about. So what is it that's just bothering you and keeping you upset in your life and you have no rest? You can't sleep at night. Is it something physical? Is it something mental? Is it something natural? Or is it somebody? Or is it a thing? God said, away with it. I have come today to set you free. So he said, I have come today to set you free. Obey my voice, do my word, do my will. Listen. He said, tell CFC to do likewise as they did in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Go together and get your stuff that's in others' hands. Go get your healing that the enemy has stolen. Go get your education that your mama prayed for. Go get your houses that I've already built. Go get your joy and peace that I have provided. Go get the lost who are crying and trying to get home. Go get the black backslider who knows what's wrong but does not know anymore how to do what's right. Go get that job that's been waiting for you for too long. Go and put the word on the inside of your heart, so much so that it is like a tsunami going somewhere to happen. Revolutionizing lives, revolutionizing homes, revolutionizing communities, and revolutionizing the world. Then, when your work is done at CFC, I'll send you out to raise R-A-Z-E. Everybody say R-A-Z-E. R-A-Z-E. To raise hell on the forces of darkness somewhere else. I didn't say R-A-I-S-E. I said R-A-Z-E. I've spoken strongly to you today, and neither I nor my prophet will make any apologies. Rise up to the plate and let the word of correction, of love, which is better than just correction, do what it's supposed to do. Do it, and it will turn out sweetly, but not without persecution. Written this 21st day of October between 8:54 and 8:22 p.m. He said, in my love and in my power and my authority, I have spoken to you, hear and obey. Then he gave me this scripture because I was shaking a little bit. Cora, be strong, and he's telling me to tell you that too. And have a good courage. Deuteronomy 3:31-6. Don't try to put it up. Be not afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, it is he that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Ask the entire church to come to the altar. Come quickly. Ask the entire church to come to the altar. Even if you're a visitor, we invite you to come.